One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
In 1948, singer Nat King Cole released one of the biggest of his 100 hit records.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far. Over land and sea, a little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he.
Nature Boy became a 20th century classic, covered many hundreds of times by David Bowie, Frank Sinatra, Miles Davis, Grace Slick, Mantovani and more. Nature Boy is a truly great song, a gem, and surely the creation of some Hollywood or Broadway songwriter. Well, no. It was written by a man who lived for a time that year in a cave.
Composer of the nation's number one song hit, Nature Boy. His name is Eden Abbey, and he's bringing his bicycle onto our Gulf Oil stage right now.
Abbey, how did you happen to write Nature Boy?
Dwight, Nature Boy is really the story of my life. I was born with a love for nature and a desire to find God. Finally, I came to look upon nature as a great symphony and upon love as the theme of that symphony.
Eden Abbey on a CBS television show, We the People, in 1948. Find it on YouTube. He looks like a 1960s hippie with long hair and flowing clothes 20 years before hippies became a thing. Eden moved to Los Angeles in the early 40s and fell in with mystics and vegetarians. For a time, he lived in a cave that was behind the letter L in the famous Hollywood sign that still stands on the hills above Tinseltown. He wrote Nature Boy in 1948 and tried to get it to Nat Cole at one of his shows.
Well, I came down from the hills and went to the theater.
And did you know King Cole?
No, I have never yet met the man who has played such an important part in my life.
And here, some months later, he gets to meet Nat Cole.
Hello, Eden.
Hello, Nat. It's great to see you.
That goes for me, too, Eden. You know, Dwight, Nature Boy almost wasn't published. You see, the doorman at the theater wouldn't let Abbey backstage, so he placed Nature Boy in an envelope and asked the doorman to deliver it to me. Even in the excitement, I had forgotten to leave his address.
What did you do, Nat?
Well, I started a search for the strange fellow who left this song with me, and I had to leave on a road tour before I found him.
Yes, and while Nat was traveling, one of his friends found me.
Abbey, what are you going to do with the money that you're going to make from your songs? You're not used to having so much money, are you?
All the money in the world will not change my way of life, because all the money in the world could not give me the things I already have.
Eden wrote many songs. Nature Boy was not his only success.
Oh, come, my love, and live with me beside the ever-chanting sea. We'll live beneath the open sky and share the simple things of life as one, I'll bring you the cold of the dusk and the dawn. We'll speak of love eternally. For nothing else could sweeter be as endless as the sky. Our love shall never die. Oh, come, my love, and live with me. Hey, Jacques, have you seen Louis?
Sorry sight to see. Flipsy and flopsy and tipsy and topsy, a relic of 33. But my old jalopy's a Cadillac when you go riding with me. When you go riding with me.
Frankie Lane, the jalopy song, Lonely Island, a hit for Sam Cooke. Hey Jacques, Eartha Kitt, and Land of Love, Doris Day, and the Mellow Men, all by Eden Arbe. He made one album of his own, Eden's Island, in 1960.
The world is far. The world is wide. A man needs someone. By his side, the world is deep, the world is high, and no one knows the reason why.
Eden Arbe was one of the early messengers of the counterculture that would sweep the world in the 1960s. He was a big musical influence on jazz performers from the late 40s onwards and on bands like the Beach Boys, Jefferson Airplane and others. Eden stopped making records in the late 60s, but there are hundreds of manuscripts of songs he wrote sitting in the Library of Congress. There's renewed interest in his music, and I hear tell there's a movie in the works. Eden Arbe could have been a big, big music star, but he preferred life as an outsider, as the Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved.